Good afternoon, House of Silva.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Garrett with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Really? This is Garrett?
Oh, it's
this
Garrett.
Is G-Money?
It's G-Money, the one and only.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Did you get that diamond?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So, kid was supposed to, he's either going to be here later this afternoon or tomorrow.
Beautiful. All right, what do you think of it?
I like it.
Yeah. The shape. The shape, the shape, the shape. I've received three requests for 10.5 to 2.5 carat rectangular cushions. Can you do a radius? Hell no. Those are straight sides. It's a freaking rectangle. Like, it's, I've got a million rectangular radiants. I've got zero cushions. You know.
I know.
If I could flip the bird to Taylor Swift, I'm not a Kansas City fan, so she already gets a demerit there. But picking the most ridiculous, and I think it's, was it Miley Cyrus just got one too, and it looks like a man's ring?
Yes. Well, she was kind of confused for a while. She was like pansexual, so she was attracted to anything and everything. It didn't matter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No. She went through a phase of, like, she was confused.
Yeah. Exploratory. Good for her.
She was with a Hemsworth, and then she was with a DJ who was a chick. And then she was like, I will do anybody and anything. And I was like, whoa, that's too much.
And anything. The anything, anybody, teach their own. Anything?
Yeah. No, she was saying that she was attracted to pretty much anyone and anything. She could be attracted to pretty much anyone and anything.
Huh.
And I was like, girl, tuck that away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just not stuff you talk about in public. But,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
You're gonna get too much attention. You know? But,
well, yeah. But, yeah, no, she has the man-looking ring. And, I mean, the Chiefs, I'm sorry, I'm not a football fan,
But you're a Swiftie.
I'm sorry. I love Taylor.
Yeah.
I have loved Taylor for a very long time. And I loved Taylor before she was in love with him. So
yeah.
I've loved her through all her relationships.
That's right. You're the real OG. She just doesn't
know
it.
Well, that's what, yeah. I mean, because the original reason that I started listening to Taylor Swift, I liked her very first album.
Okay.
She heard the song. She heard some song, and she's like, I like this, Mom. And I'm like, okay. So then I bought the CD, and we listened to it, and I'm like, oh, it's actually kind of good. And then as she started progressing through her music and becoming, like, more non-country, I was like, wow, this chick, she's fantastic. Like, her ability to move through genres, I'm like, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I hate her. Because.
I can understand why diamond dealers hate her.
Yeah, she can eat it. Just, oh, God. I mean, pick round. Pick a freaking round. I have those. You know, I'm racking
can't
my brain
you,
over.
Can't you just, like, take one and combine it with another and just.
Absolutely.
Like, make it that way?
I wish I thought of that.
It's
frustrating as hell because, it's just always, Marquise as well. My CEO went to Israel for a wedding. Wedding photos, holy shit. Like, talk about over the top, Beauty and the Beast, $1 million wedding. Easily $1 million, if not more. He figured, while I'm here, I'll buy, and couldn't find a single marquee.
Really?
In the Israeli boars, in the Israeli diamond boars, there wasn't a single marquee for him to bring home.
That's
so,
wild.
So, yeah. And, I mean, he bought some cushions, but, like, it's never the right shape. It's never the frickin'.
They either want it completely square or they want it elongated as hell.
Right. And then they go, ew, what's this bow tie?
Like,
it's like, well, it's elongated.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what did you want?
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
Right. Right. It's
yeah.
What you're asking for geometrically creates that appearance. You can't have both.
Nope.
But you're going to ask for it. Doesn't stop you from asking for it. Like, I had a jeweler. I sold a 270 emerald cut to IVS1, gorgeous diamond, perfect price point, 24 grand. And doesn't the customer go shopping, come back and say, well, I'll still shop with you, but I want a GVS1. And he puts them side by side. Not my GVS1, mind
difference.
You. Couldn't tell the difference. Still wanted the G. And
let me guess, this was Worthington. No,
no, God damn. They keep asking for quotes on lab grown's, and I'm like, it's the same shit. It's the same shit. Like, why do you keep asking for prices on stuff that, like, it's same, cheap, $400. What do you want from me? What do you want? Quit wasting my time. But
mm-hmm.
The naturals are selling more now, which is good, though.
Yep.
I'm very excited. But anyway, no, at the end of the story, that 270 came back to me. And this is a guy I can mess with. He was one of my first clients. Funny guy. Still pissed me off because he sold somebody else's diamond and not mine. And then I had to take a return. But I told him, hey, that diamond showed up today, broken like my heart. And I let it sit for a second. He's like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, right in two, man. That 270, broken, clean in two, just like my heart. Now he knows what it feels that I felt when he pulled the sail away from me. Just a kick
in
the nuts.
Yeah, that second that light just your gut hits the floor and you're like,
yeah, just a kick in the nuts. I'm like, yeah, good for you. You deserve it. And he's like, I do deserve it. I also sold the one character. Does that make up for it? I'm like, no, you need to sell 10 more of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is what it is. You know, we move on.
Yeah.
But anyway, good luck on your cushion. Let me know if you need anything else under the sun. I'll be here for you.
Oh, I know. 'Tis the season.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Up and over. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Dominic the Donkey.
No. No, 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 no. None of that. None of that. Now, my favorite, have you ever heard Percy the Puny Poinsettia? The same.
No.
Oh, my God. All right. So it's the same. It's on the same album, actually, as Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah.
And
I hate that
cutest,
song. But,
this is the
Percy
cutest.
Percy the Puny Poinsettia.
Sat alone on the shelf. Even a plant with no Uncle Lawrence shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. Oh,
oh my God. I have to go listen to that.
Please, and text me right after you're done, because it's like my favorite Christmas song. But it's all about this, you know, poinsettia that, you know, finally gets picked up and, you know, you know, if they just kept him wet, he'd be a houseplant today. Oh, it's the other folks like the plants better, and now he's alone on the shelf. Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself.
I love it.
All right, go listen to it.
Okay,
you'll
I will.
You'll thank me. All right, talk to you later.
All right.
All right, bye.